Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're going to have a look at the original video of Mr. Rat's Pajamas. The question I would like answered is, why has this video been taken off the internet? By Freedom Media Western Australia. This video used to be on their platform. Is it because it's showing the people the crimes that all these politicians have committed? So we thank Dawn immensely for the absolutely wonderful two questions that she has asked and puts this deceitful individual on the spot. So take it away, Dawn.
Hi. If so many politicians in Parliament are lawyers, why are they then ignoring that all laws require royal assent? And why has the Crown been removed from our laws since 1973?
Oh, do not give a rat pajamas about the Crown and the 1973 change to the Constitution.
Wow. Nice answer, Mr. Rat's Pajamas. Covering up the crimes of treason. Treason has no sunset clause.
Well, you should, mate.
Well, I don't.
You should.
Well, that's your opinion.
It's not an opinion. It's a fact.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you. That's your statement and you're entitled to that. But I'm concerned about the delivery of hospitals and schools.
What about the Republic? Do you want Australia to become a republic?
I don't care about the Republic.
Yeah, okay,
because I'll tell you why. When the Chinese march up the beach...
Dawn has done an absolute brilliant job for these two questions. Now, it just shows how deceitful these purported politicians are by lying and deceiving the Australian public. They have already created their republic in 1973 with their sovereign, independent and federal nation, and then forced all the states in 1985 under the Australia Acts Request Act 1985 to join their said sovereign, independent and federal nation that the political parties created in 1973, all outside of the Constitution Act.
Okay, they're not going to care about whether or not we've got a crown on the Constitution or whatever. Right, it's our ability to stand on our own 2 feet and feed ourselves.
Really? We used to be able to feed ourselves fine before political parties destroyed our country by selling off our country, our assets and our people. And who's gaining wealth from this sell-off? It's definitely not the people.
And do those things that matter, right? I mean, I was taught in accounting substance over form, and I don't go down the path of getting... Look, I mean, in terms of the see-through and the practical implications of the Constitution, so as I said before, do I want, you know, different levels of government, 2 levels of government, 8, 9 health bureaucracies?
Just baffling with bullshit.
Growing when I don't have attorney boards in my hometown? Absolutely not. Do we need to reform the Federation and things like that? Absolutely, where it's necessary. But I'm interested in outcomes rather than the semantics of what, you know, symbolism is used or anything like that.
Right, Mr. Rennick. Symbolism. Let's talk about symbolism, shall we? How about your fraudulent copy of a public functionary seal, 1973. A public functionary seal is not for making laws to govern. A public functionary seal is used on our schools, hospitals, etc. Our public assets that you, yourself, and all your political party buddies have sold off for your own wealth, because we have not seen it as the people. It is all being transferred over to political parties, and you've only just got to look at your wealth, which is, how many properties do you own, Mr. Rat's Pajamas? 7. Wow, 7 properties. And how many shares in different companies do you own, Mr. Rennick? 14. So you've never seen a hard day's work in your life, like 99% of all the other politicians out there. You wouldn't know what hard work was. So, all I can say to you, Mr. Rennick, treason has no sunset clause. And with political parties thinking that they have removed treason from the criminal code, doesn't work. You cannot remove treason with treason. So, there again, Mr. Rennick, treason has no sunset clause. And the Australian people are waking up to the fact that political parties created their own paper coin of Australia in 1973. And the 1988 Constitutional Commission, Bills No. 1 and Bills No. 2, confirm that political parties needed and still need a referendum to recognise their said coin, their paper coin of Australia. So all laws made after 1973 are all null and void. You've only got to research the gentlemen by the name of Dick Yardley and Wayne Glue, both two honourable men that have asked nothing in return but giving us all the facts. And it's up to us as individuals to comprehend these facts so we can move forward and take our country back. Because what these individuals, these slimy snake oil salesmen, have done to the people of Australia and our country is unforgivable. We are not their political party slaves. They are benefiting, fraudulently benefiting, their fraudulent wealth while we all pay for their celebrity lifestyles, so to speak. Because if you have a look at these politicians, they do think that they are celebrities. Now, once again, I'd like to thank Dawn Kelly for putting this individual on the spot and having it on video. I take my hat off, Dawn. That's absolutely brilliant. So hopefully this clears up the problem that arose the other day of a comment saying that is this a legitimate video or is it fake? Well, thankfully, this is a legitimate video. These are the facts. And until we, as a people, unite as a people, this shit show of a circus is not going to end. So, all I can say is, all the best, guys, and we'll see you on the next one. Cheers.